Prologue. Here follow the adventures of resourceful 14-year-old Odette and her beautiful but mortally clumsy mother, Annaline, on their arrival by cheese cart to the small city of Nevers, in a part of France where the fields are green and rolling, the houses are built stone upon stone, castles rise over the landscape, and rabbits raid gardens on moonlit nights. Radishes are especially sweet and soporific when the moon is full. Clover is too. I know these things because I know things that most mortals do not. I know the smell of clover when the moon glints like a silver coin tossed aloft by fortune deciding whom to favor. I tell this story because Odette is too modest to speak of herself. She is having a well-deserved rest now, and when she opens her eyes again, she will be too busy to dwell on the past. After the marvels that have exhausted her, Odette is poised to enter her own life. Why is it that we want to know what others think and feel, to dip our buckets into their silence? Why do others' stories seem more colorful than our own? Perhaps each of us knows our own story too well. It is erased, as it were, as soon as we turn the page. I understand what it is to yield to silence, to have words clot in your throat and to choke when you mean to speak. These days, though, words flow through me as easily as water released down riverbeds in spring. The snow has melted and the ice has thawed. I will do my best to share all that I have seen and heard. For a long time, the people of Nevers laughed at me. They threw rocks at me, dead fish, the spokes from a broken carriage wheel once. But late at night, when they were lonely and afraid, some of them confided in me. I will miss a few details. That is inevitable. But I'll embellish here and there to balance things out. Not to worry, the main facts of the story are sturdy. It's bones, it's timbers. Time to step into its chapters. Time to set sail for a corner of France in the very last year of the 18th century.